Slingshot held performance under AI traffic patterns that collapsed InfiniBand by 5 times on production exascale. From Supercomputing News by SCN staff. Facility architects selecting interconnects for mixed AI and supercomputing workloads now have peer-reviewed quantification of a fabric vulnerability invisible to traditional benchmarks. HPE Slingshot maintained performance within 5% of baseline across all congestion scenarios tested on Lumai, while NVIDIA HDR InfiniBand on Leonardo collapsed to 20% of baseline, a 5-time slowdown under steady incast congestion, the traffic pattern that AI training workloads create during gradient aggregation bursts. The findings, from research accepted to ISC High Performance 2026, represent the first side-by-side experimental comparison of modern InfiniBand, Slingshot, and Ethernet ecosystems under both steady state and bursty congestion on production exascale systems. The research team, led by Lorenzo Peralli and Daniele De Sensi at Sapienza University of Rome, with co-authors from NEA, Sinica, the Open Ethernet Innovation Hub, and Huawei, tested 3 Euro HPC and Italian national systems plus a research testbed. Lumi, ranked 9th on the top 500 as of June 2025, HPE Slingshot 11 interconnect, Leonardo, ranked 10th as of June 2025, NVIDIA HDR InfiniBand, Cresco 8, NVIDIA NDR InfiniBand, and Huawei's Nanjing Lab testbed, ROSI with network scale load balance. The tests characterize congestion behavior under scenarios ranging from 8 to 256 nodes, using both steady-state congestion and bursty traffic spikes designed to replicate production supercomputing and AI workloads. The congestion characterization gap. Prior fabric performance studies focused on single architectures in isolation, or relied on simulation rather than production hardware. No published research had directly compared InfiniBand Slingshot and Ethernet congestion control behavior at exascale under the traffic patterns that mixed AI and supercomputing workloads generate in practice. Traditional benchmarks measure peak bandwidth and latency under ideal conditions, not fabric resilience when competing flows saturate network resources. The research team designed a victim-aggressor methodology to expose how congestion control mechanisms respond when communication rate exceeds what the fabric can sustain without performance collapse. Systems tested. A data table appears here. See the written article for details. 4 co-authors are Huawei employees, and the Nanjing testbed tests Huawei's CE9855 switch with network scale load balance. The headline findings involve Lumi, Leonardo, and Cresco 8 non-Huawei systems. Methodology. The team tested 2 congestion patterns and 2 traffic types. Steady-state congestion maintains constant traffic load. Bursty congestion alternates between high-intensity communication bursts and idle periods. All congestion distributes traffic across many paths, creating intermediate switch bottlenecks. Incast congestion converges many senders to few receivers, creating edge-localized congestion at the destination. The victim-aggressor model ran communication benchmarks, victim flows, while injecting congestion traffic, aggressor flows, on separate node sets sharing the same fabric. Tests measured the ratio of congested performance to uncongested baseline performance for victim flows. A ratio near 1 indicates the fabric protected victim flows from congestion. Ratios significantly below 1 indicate congestion control failure. Quantified degradation by system and pattern. Lumi maintained congested uncongested performance ratios within 5% of 1 across all scenarios tested, steady and bursty congestion, all-to-all and incast patterns, 8 to 256 nodes. According to Section FC and 6 Watts Cromer, Slingshot's fine-grained flow tracking and per-flow congestion control effectively protected victim flows under both intermediate switch and edge localized congestion. Leonardo handled all-to-all congestion well, maintaining near baseline performance when congestion occurred at intermediate switches. Under steady incast congestion at 32 to 64 nodes, Leonardo's performance collapsed at 20% of baseline, a 5-time slowdown. The paper attributes this to edge-localized congestion, overwhelming InfiniBand's congestion control mechanisms. When many senders target few receivers, the destination network interface becomes the bottleneck, and path diversity, InfiniBand's strength for handling intermediate congestion, cannot mitigate the problem. The paper's bursty incast tests, Section 6, showed qualitative degradation without the specific quantified ratio, confirming that InfiniBand's congestion control struggles under both steady-state and bursty edge congestion. Cresco 8, running newer NDR InfiniBand than Leonardo's HDR generation, still dropped to 45% of baseline under all-to-all congestion at 256 nodes and 60% of baseline under incast. The paper notes that Cresco 8's 1.67 to 1 blocking fat tree topology compounds congestion effects at scale compared to Leonardo's Dragonfly Plus topology, and that newer network generation alone does not overcome topology and tuning constraints. The Nanjing testbed demonstrated that ROSI with network scale load balance enabled maintained baseline performance under congestion. With NSLB disabled, performance dropped to 67% of baseline, validating that Ethernet congestion control requires load balancing mechanisms beyond standard DC-QCN. The paper summarizes five observations. Systems can exhibit congestion effects even without external congestion injection if communication rate exceeds what congestion control can sustain. Cresco 8 and Leonardo use similar network technology but respond differently, attributed to network generation, topology, and tuning differences. Bursty congestion exposes reactive handling limits more than steady-state congestion. Orpal remains the dominant challenge across fabrics. Physical topology alone does not dictate saturation behavior. It is the combined impact of technology generation, topology, congestion control algorithms, and adaptive routing tuning. Why Incast is the AI pattern? The paper explicitly connects bursty Incast to AI workloads. This pattern closely resembles communication phases in production HPC and AI workloads, such as distributed deep learning, where gradient aggregation follows each optimization step and produces periodic spikes in network utilization. In distributed training, worker nodes compute gradients independently, then synchronize by sending gradients to parameter servers or using all-reduced collectives. This creates periodic traffic bursts converging on receivers, the Incast pattern. Between synchronization steps, the network is idle or lightly loaded, the bursty characteristic. The steady-state Incast test isolates the fabric's fundamental congestion control capability under sustained edge congestion, the prerequisite for handling the bursty real-world case, the meta-validation. Meta's SIGCOM 2024 paper validates that AI training creates the exact congestion pattern this research identifies as the fabric killer. Meta reported pivoting away from standard DC-QCN congestion control for their 24,000 GPU ROSI training clusters, instead using deep buffer switches and application-level flow control. The paper states that standard Ethernet congestion control cannot handle AI's bursty gradient aggregation patterns without severe performance degradation. Meta's operational experience at production scale confirms what the ISC research quantified in controlled experiments. Bursty Incast is the AI workload signature, and standard fabric congestion control fails under that load. What this means for facility architects. Facility architects designing infrastructure for mixed AI and supercomputing workloads face a procurement decision backed by quantified failure modes. Traditional supercomputing workloads tend toward all-to-all communication patterns. Simulations exchange boundary data with neighbors, creating distributed traffic. AI training workloads create Incast patterns during gradient synchronization. A fabric that handles all-to-all congestion well but collapses under Incast will perform acceptably for traditional supercomputing and fail for AI training. The research demonstrates that InfiniBand's congestion control handles all-to-all scenarios effectively, but cannot protect performance when edge congestion dominates. Slingshot's per-flow congestion control maintained performance across both patterns. For facilities running only traditional supercomputing workloads, InfiniBand's demonstrated all-to-all resilience may suffice. For facilities planning mixed workloads or future AI adoption, the Incast failure mode is a blocking risk. For facilities with existing InfiniBand deployments, the migration calculus involves switching costs, staff retraining, and application compatibility testing. Existing InfiniBand shops with workloads that remain all-to-all dominant may defer fabric transitions until natural refresh cycles. For greenfield builds planning to run AI training workloads alongside traditional supercomputing, fabric selection can optimize for edge congestion resilience from day one without migration overhead. Multi-tenant environments compound the problem. If one tenant runs AI training workloads that create Incast congestion, victim flows from other tenants experience degraded performance, even if those tenants are running traditional supercomputing applications. The research victim aggressor methodology directly models this scenario. Operations teams setting service-level expectations for multi-tenant systems can use the quantified degradation ratios. 5-time slowdown at 32 to 64 nodes on Leonardo to estimate performance variance under congestion. The UEC connection. HPE contributed Slingshot's congestion management approach to the Ultra Ethernet Consortium, which shipped the UEC 1 specification in June 2025. UEC 1 explicitly includes receiver credit congestion control, RCC, for INCAS scenarios, the pattern where InfiniBand collapsed in this study. The research provides empirical validation that the congestion control mechanism UEC standardized works at production exhaust scale under the exact traffic pattern that breaks competing fabrics. UEC's goal is to bring supercomputing-grade fabric performance to commodity Ethernet, enabling facilities to use Ethernet switching silicon and optics while achieving congestion resilience comparable to proprietary fabrics. The ISE research demonstrates that Slingshot, which uses Ethernet as its physical layer, achieved that resilience on Lumi. If UEC-compliant hardware implementations deliver equivalent congestion control, the standardization thesis holds. If they do not, UEC becomes a specification without demonstrated production performance. The NVIDIA response. NVIDIA is responding to AI fabric demands with Spectrum-X Ethernet, bringing InfiniBand-derived innovations to Ethernet, rather than addressing InfiniBand's documented congestion control weaknesses. According to TrendForce's October 2025 report, InfiniBand versus Ethernet, Broadcom and NVIDIA scale out tech war. NVIDIA's Spectrum 1600 102.4 TBeep switching capacity will not ship until the second half of 2026, leaving NVIDIA a year behind Broadcom on high bandwidth Ethernet silicon availability. NVIDIA has not publicly claimed to have fixed InfiniBand's incast congestion vulnerability. The research demonstrates that even NDR InfiniBand, NVIDIA's newer generation, exhibited significant performance degradation under incast on Cresco 8. NVIDIA's product roadmap signals a strategic hedge. Continue InfiniBand for customers with established deployments and all-to-all dominant workloads, while building Spectrum-X for customers prioritizing AI training and Ethernet commodity ecosystems. What to watch? UEC-compliant hardware demonstrations at SC26 in November 2026 will test whether standardized Ethernet can deliver Slingshot-equivalent congestion performance. UEC 1 shipped as a specification. Hardware implementations are the validation milestone. If UEC Ethernet matches Slingshot's measured resilience under incast, it confirms that the congestion control approach can be implemented on commodity Ethernet silicon. If demonstrations show significant performance gaps, it indicates that proprietary fabric advantages remain despite standardization. NVIDIA's response to the documented incast vulnerability will signal their strategic direction. NVIDIA could announce InfiniBand XDR generation improvements addressing edge congestion control, confirming they view InfiniBand as their long-term supercomputing fabric. Alternatively, NVIDIA could accelerate Spectrum-X positioning and marketing while leaving InfiniBand congestion control unchanged, signaling that Ethernet is their AI fabric answer and InfiniBand serves legacy and all-to-all dominant deployments. GTC 2027, or NDR XDR product updates, are the likely disclosure points. HPE now has peer-reviewed evidence of Slingshot's superiority over InfiniBand on Euro HPC systems. Whether HPE explicitly markets Slingshot's congestion advantage versus InfiniBand in sales materials and competitive positioning will indicate how aggressively they intend to use the research findings. HPE Discover 2026, or subsequent product announcements, are the venues to monitor. The research team notes follow-on work extending this methodology to application-driven traces rather than synthetic benchmarks. Production workload validation would strengthen the findings by demonstrating that real applications experience the same degradation patterns the controlled experiments measured. ISC 2027 or SC27 are likely publication targets. The bottom line. Facility architects selecting interconnects for mixed AI and supercomputing workloads now have quantified evidence that fabric congestion control behavior under incast traffic, not peak bandwidth or baseline latency, determines whether AI training workloads will experience predictable performance or five times slowdowns at scale. InfiniBand's path diversity handles intermediate switch congestion effectively, but does not protect against edge localized congestion when many senders target few receivers. Slingshot's per-flow congestion control maintains performance across both congestion modes on production exascale hardware. The strategic question is whether UEC standardized Ethernet can deliver equivalent resilience on commodity silicon, making Slingshot's demonstrated advantage available outside HPE's ecosystem, or whether congestion control at this level remains a proprietary fabric capability that standardization cannot replicate.